Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
All right, we are joined in the studio by our friend Tori Lowe, the Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth from 1 to 4. All I'm saying is I'm glad it only overlaps with our show 1 hour, because that show is fire. I don't want to compete with that for three hours.
Hey, it's a blessing to have to be on this show, because amazing people. I love it. I love my teammates in the show.
Oh, that's good.
I appreciate that. We all do. Let's talk about what's been one of the big stories, Tori. It's the Epstein files. They have now gone to the president. Both houses, both chambers, I should say, have voted to release the Epstein files. It's sitting on the president's desk somewhere. It's likely to be signed, he says, sometime soon. When you think about the Epstein files and this whole thing, where are you at and what are you hearing from your listeners?
Well, we talked about Hakeem Jeffrey. He was asked a question about the Democrat House representative that was texting Epstein during a hearing. And he had word salad. You know, when I say word salad, he talked around it. And I like how both sides, when it's directly aimed at their side, they word salad the situation. It's time to get these files out here. I'm tired of the political ping pong going back and forth. The United States residents, citizens, people that are taxpayers, they need to know who is dealing with these children, and we need to take action, no matter who it is. And I think that we're ready, and it's on Trump's desk. And just like he signed over 160-some executive orders, I don't know how many it is now.
A lot.
It's a lot of them.
Yep.
He needs to hurry up and sign this and let this be released to the public so we can do our own investigations. And this should have been took place.
So that woman is Stacey Plaskett, and she is a congresswoman from the Virgin Islands. And Epstein Island was in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
They tried to censure her, and that the vote did not go through to censure her.
So I have a lot of questions about, we're all talking about, is Donald Trump in there? Is Bill Clinton in there? Blah, blah, blah. Two people have faced charges for all these allegations of woman after woman when they were children.
Wow.
Two people. There have to be people in those documents that are sweating. People we've never even heard of. We don't even know their name.
People from the royal family.
Right. He's in there too.
Right.
But there had to be more than two people that were facilitating this. And if we release everything, maybe we can hold some people accountable.
I think once these files come out, because I think that right now the political back and forth is the average citizen is upset, because if you have brought harm to a child, no matter who you are, most people will say you need to be under the jail, no matter who it is. I think we all agree on that.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about kids.
You know Larry Summers?
Oh, yeah.
He's the former U.S. Treasury Secretary, and he was on the OpenAI board. Well, he's no longer on the OpenAI board any longer. He was also with a head of Harvard University as well, because of the emails that have just unsurfaced. So once all these files come out and more names are released, there's likely going to be more
follow-up. I got a question for the listeners. What are we going to do as people when we find out maybe some of our favorite politicians or favorite people, celebrities, are on these lists? Are we going to overlook that, or are we going to demand justice for these victims?
That's a great question. I mean, we know what the answer should be. What will we do?
Right.
I just hope
I'm demanding justice.
Just sign it. Just let's go. I mean, you've taken that big black fat pen out and signed all kinds of stuff.
That's what I said. He
signed this one.
Went crazy with the executive orders.
All kinds. That's true, John.
I mean, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's just, you know, right now, it's coming out. You can't put it out forever. So let's quit stalling and dragging our feet and just get it out there. Because there's going to be people, the experts believe, in both parties.
Right.
This isn't all Republicans were associated with this clown, or
I
this is all Democrats.
I think it's across the board.
I do, too. I mean, that's the indication. Tori, it's always good to have your perspective. We appreciate it.
Thank y'all for having me.